Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPM number 20, 120. Ba'ez Panimi, Shir for Men, Shir number 120. So we talked about, in the last two shiurim, the unhealthy ways to interact sexually with your wife and to work on your midos to overcome that will enhance the relationship in that area and in all areas of life. The next one we're going to talk about is the possessive lover, which is basically the jealous one. Jealousy eats at a person like termites on a tree. It rots bones. Love, it stifles and interrupts the natural flow of a sexual enjoyment and abandon and free expression of it. One needs to remember that one's wife is not yours to possess. She is not yours. She's not your shifcha. She's not your slave. You don't own her body. She's a gift from Hashem to freely enjoy and delight in and give yourself to, but with Hashem's permission. And Hashem's permission is when it's with her full consent, when sexually she is free to give herself to you, and the only way she can freely say yes to you is without, you know, she needs to know that it is her own safety there and she has an option to say no. Husbands let jealousy interfere with their sex lives for many reasons. Sometimes, you know, they had a previous experience with another man or previous marriage. Even if the previous husband is deceased or divorced, there's sometimes an insecurity there. But the idea is, whatever it is, you live in the present. And what happens a lot with the jealousy is any lack of enthusiasm that she has could trigger a jealous concern. And that's very, very unhealthy. This obsession is not based on any inappropriate behavior that your wife is doing. Very often, it's that he is jealous of her interest in her own children, your children, and her mother or her best friend, and the time and attention that they get that makes you feel jealous. Some of it makes sense when she is indeed neglecting time with you and vice versa. That needs to be talked about, but it needs to be worked through. It is very, very important to be worked through. When a husband's possessiveness has nothing to do with what the wife is actually doing, she's doing everything the right way, but a husband, because of insecurity and jealousy, tries to dominate and control her, you need to get to the root of the jealousy, recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and you don't own her, you let it go, and that will remedy the situation. The next one is being a selfish lover. Self-centeredness. Very, very common for a husband, a man to be self-centered in bed. And usually if they're self-centered in the bedroom, they're self-centered in the rest of their life as well. When you're focusing on just your needs, you'll have difficulty caring about your wife. Then most likely you are a selfish lover. You say often, I need this, I want this, or you should do this, if only you would do this, then most likely you're a selfish lover. It's the me first attitude. But the me first attitude approach to sex does not work. Sex will be the best for both of you when you, husband, has that bittle to recognize you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu thereby. And your wife you don't own. It's Hashem's gift to you. Repentance and change of attitude are needed to reverse that selfishness. Your wife can help you too. But the way you do that is to set time to hear from her without being defensive. And she'll tell you about your selfishness and you face yourself with it, not get angry at your wife for telling you the truth. And you acknowledge it. And you have the courage to accept it and you have the strength to change it with Hashem's help. The next unhealthy way of interacting with your wife sexually is being the passive lover. Now, a selfish lover will be actively self-centered. A passive lover will be inactively self-centered. He basically says the opposite. The selfish lover will say, I need this, I want that, and pressure his wife that way. A passive lover has also a great amount of self-centeredness. Let her do everything. This husband has very little capacity to give. He just wants to be pleased. Like a one-way sponge, he only takes things in. One wife described her passive lover husband this way. He would prepare for lovemaking by lying on the bed, putting his hands behind his head, and signaling that he's ready for her to begin. He believes he's so special that he needs to be attended in a special way. The narcissism in there. A touch of royalty in this passive self-centeredness. Like, my wife is lucky to have me. So charming I am, and bright, and attractive, or rich, or musical, or whatever it is. And she should be grateful, he thinks. And if she isn't grateful, lots of other women will be grateful. That attitude has a way of making others, especially your wife, feel inadequate, feel eventually angry and distant. She may try initially to please her passive husband this way, but at a certain point she'll feel a yearning or despair, and she'll feel violated. Like the selfish lover, the passive lover requires a change of heart. Don't assume you're so special and that you're exempt from, don't believe you're exempt from the normal husband-wife relationship. Not easy to change, but if you're going to have a fulfilling sexual life and a fulfilling married life overall, one needs to change this. The next negative way, and we have to undo it, is being a critical lover. What does a critical lover do? Evaluates, but with a hostility. There's a hostile edge to it. May not be limited to sex, by the way. He'll knock his wife's housekeeping, or her appearance, or her weight, or her clothes, or her decorating, or her, the way she raises the kids, the way she irons things. And during sex, he will criticize the way she moves, or the way she doesn't move, or whether or not she shows the right degree of enthusiasm, or whether she responds at the right speed. And this process of constantly criticizing stifles spontaneity, stifles joy. It sucks the life out of your wife. Literally sucks the life out of your wife. If you're a critical lover, the put-downs may come automatically to you. You don't even realize that you're saying them. Maybe one of your parents treated you this way. So this concept of looking yourself in the mirror and correcting your critical nature, control your tongue before you get control of your mind. This is where the Sefer Chofetz Chaim and the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon is crucial, literally crucial, to the well-being of your marriage and of your life overall. Decide not to say what you may what you think often. Better not to say anything than to put your wife down. And practice replacing the critical thought with a positive thought. When your wife hears positive from you, you'll be rewarded by her enjoyment overall. It will elicit more positive responses for you from her. And eventually, you'll find that even your thinking will be less judgmental. The next negative way to interact with your wife would be being a controlling lover. The need to control her. When it comes to sex, basically you're in charge of the sequence. You're in charge of the activity or the response. The sex has to be on your terms. And if it isn't, you'll get anxious and sabotage it. A controlling lover may want power over only certain aspects of the sexual experience and may clamp down only when he feels his wife or the event is out of control. In other words, if they'll feel anxious or insecure about their own responses and their own performance, they will try to manage that anxiety and shakiness by trying to take charge. And that's the controlling lover. And what will happen if you're controlling? One out of two things. Either your wife will passively go along and ultimately lose interest, or she's fighting you for control every step of the way. Either way, it's not good. So you have to let go, which is tough for you. Recognize the triggers that cause you to control. Talk about it with your wife. Encourage her to let you know when you are exhibiting these controlling tendencies and how they're interfering with your sex life. One way is to try an experiment and let her take charge of an entire sexual experience. It may even be fun. Let go. Let yourself be, if you're overly controlling, let yourself learn to be somewhat more passive. And talk it over and communicate. And it's very healing. The next one is what we call the distance lover. The distant lover. Avoiding intimacy. A husband that's aloof, keeping his distance, not only from his wife, but frankly from himself. Therefore, you have to know yourself. You have to open your heart. You have to share of yourself. And that comfort of closeness with your wife will follow. It's not easy because they struggle, distant lovers, to struggle with self-acceptance. And others may think that you're confident or stuck up, but it's really a discomfort with intimacy that's happening here. There may be reasons why you're distant, maybe experience pain or coldness from your parents when growing up, or from peers, or from teachers, whatever it may be. Whatever the reasons are, the distance that you are exhibiting interferes with your sexual life with your wife. You may regularly ask of your wife during, you basically have to work on that aspect and to understand why you're distancing and do the reverse and share it freely with your wife. If you need outside help for it, then you get that outside help. And then you'll be able to get your wife get close, which will allow yourself to get close to her. Another aspect is the inhibited lover. Inhibited means they're inhibited, they feel ashamed or withdrawn, they have difficulty discussing the sexual aspects, they have difficulty sharing their body, they have difficulty responding sexually or communicating feelings when being touched or having your sexual parts fondled or noise, or you feel uncomfortable touching your wife's genitals, even if she wants it, when she wants it. You do not enjoy when she's lubricated, and you feel very uncomfortable expressing needs, expressing desires. And your wife knows it when you're inhibited. She probably doesn't know how to talk to you about it. But you can overcome this and describe what's inhibiting you and work it through. That's very, very important. Another aspect is the power needy one. Some of these seem similar to one another. You know, the power needy lover sounds very similar to the possessive or controlling one. But power needing means specifically wanting to dominate. You can't respond unless you feel more powerful than your wife, which means that if she pursues you, you will reject her. He needs her to give in to his requests for sexual acts that he knows is difficult for her or when it's inconvenient for her. He'll set up a power struggle where he has to win. If that describes you, then you know that you have... Could be you had power struggles with your parents, being dominating or controlling, or whatever the aspects are, you have to learn how to undo that. Break your need for power. Get professional help if you need to, if you relate to people this way. The way you change this behavior with your wife is actions. Healthy actions will create the change. Like the Chinuch says, healthy actions create these changes. So, again, these are a bunch of different aspects of everyone knows within them what they need to correct in order to undo these negative patterns. Bracha v'atzlacha.